time to expire before we do it, building that you may have. Patrick, sorry, I'm looking at you. Patrick, you're on, great.
Thank you very much, and I'll look at screens for possibly noting on. So, thank you for having me. Today's presentation is to see endorsement from the published document, which is the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Local Transformation Plan for Children and People's Mental Health. It is the first Hampshire and Isle of Wight joint plan. And just to give you a very brief bit of background, future in mind, government funding that came down for NHS England starts in 2015, and the role of CCGs was to take that government funding and increase access to mental health support for children and young people. The target was to increase that support by 35% by 2021, which equates to 70,000 additional children and young people across the country to receive evidence-based treatment. As well as receiving and investing that money, CCGs were also required to write an annual local transformation plan to illustrate how we spend money and the impacts of that. I think it's safe to say, as I have done in other governing bodies, both across Hampshire and Isle of Wight, that the local transformation plans across both patches haven't been as strong as they could be. NHS England published their strong plans on their website, and neither Hampshire or Isle of Wight have been one of those published plans. We decided to write the joint plan and align with some of the partnership arrangements that are already happening across the patches, ensuring that we keep the local nuances of both areas. This is not a generic Hampshire and Isle of Wight plan, there are specifics to each, and we have dedicated staff in each area in the Children's Collaborative. Feedback from NHS England panel this year is that this is the strongest plan that we have written today, so we're really, really pleased with it. And for those of you that have managed to trawl through the 80-odd pages, you'll know that it's not easy for reading. The structure is mandated by NHS England, using almost 100 key lines of inquiry that we need to provide evidence to, and it can be quite cumbersome. So if we do seek endorsements to publish this document, it will also include an easy read version and a statement of intent to ensure that everybody, children, people, families, organisations will be able to be really clear on what the plans are for mental health services. One success I wanted to point out is around the increase in access for children and young people being 35% target by 2021. Thanks to the hard work of our providers, including our voluntary sector, we have exceeded that target on the Isle of Wight, and we're actually ahead of all Hampshire and Isle of Wight CCGs. We're really pleased with that. And we are on track to meet the full target of 35%. As part of the long-term plan ambitions, by 2023-24, nationally, an additional 345,000 children and young people aged 0 to 25 will have access to mental health support. So that's what we're working on at the moment. There are a number of slides and presentation that go with the paper. I think I'd like to draw your attention to page 4, slide 4, which talks about the percentage of school pupils they find with social, emotional and mental health needs of school age. Now that can include a diagnosable mental health condition, it can include traits of or a diagnosis of autism, special educational needs, trauma-informed, stress behaviour and attachment disorder. The percentage across South East England is 8.5% of children who have experiencing an SEMH condition or need. Hampshire is 8.4 and Isle of Wight is 9.6, which does align with some of the other trends that we're seeing across both health and local authority in terms of special education needs, autism, etc. On the Isle of Wight, there are just under 3,000, or there is an estimated just under 3,000 children with diagnosable mental health condition. But that does include emotional and behavioural needs as well, and that's something that we are addressing at the moment. Our CAMHS waiting times are very, very short for those children within the system, but we are aware that there is a gap between emotional and distress behaviour, and that's something that we're focusing on at the moment. On slide 7, we'll talk about some of the local progress. So Richard kind of took us through some of the national progress of the long-term plan. Some of the local progress that we've seen over the last year is the redesign of our autism pathway place. We have introduced a children, young people specific safe haven pilot on the island. We are just about to launch a self-help app for smartphones called Think Ninja, which is around children, young people being able to identify their own emotional needs at a very early stage. That will be launched to 10,000 children, young people across the island wide. We have provided emotional regulation training to over 200 education staff across the island of Wight, which has been received really positively. And that's around sensory and emotional regulation training that's been provided some memories and occupational therapy. We are exploring joint commissioning, and we have already got some plans in place with our local authorities. And the local transformation plan, the objectives of the plan are being led by an emotional wellbeing and mental health transformation group, which is attended by every single agency across the Isle of Wight, which includes our local authority education colleagues, social care, our third sector, our health providers, police, fire, and ambulance, children, youth, even the parents' reps. So we've got a really strong group that's leading on ensuring that the objectives and the key focus areas for the local transformation plan are to be delivered. And then finally, the difference that these plans will make is children and young people's needs to be identified and responded to much earlier and where possible prevented, which will reduce complex conditions and unnecessary crisis. Parents and carers will feel better supported, confident and equipped to better manage stress behaviours in the home and also their relationships in schools. Schools will be upskilled to offer support that complements those high-based interventions. Children and young people will achieve better outcomes, educationally and emotionally. And children, young people, parents and professionals will have access to senior support services that are able to provide appropriate intervention in a timely way. So our next steps, this is the last one of our requests for endorsements. Most recently, we received endorsement for policy and scrutiny on the Isle of Wight on 28th November and Hampshire Health and Wellbeing Board on 12th December. We will be completing final amendments. Your notes on page 24 around adoption data is currently missing from the draft. We do have that in the background. We will be ensuring this completes the ETV version and a statement. And then we will be publicising the final document and working towards monitoring the progress and completing our presentation.
Thank you. I'm pleased to hear the screen has already seen it and endorsed it, which is useful. I've got just one question, and it may not be easy to do. As I was going through reading and listening to you, I was thinking, I'd really not like to see the clinically kind of clear financial increase for the island. So, there is clearly, from what you said, the way money is coming into specific areas, that would be nice to see that in a bit of a table. Not from now, that's not going to be endorsed. And also that in the view is the monitoring of how effective the plan is. And is this, do we need an update, is in my head here at this board, or are we comfortable just stays with the, and I really signed for it, and making thoughts on this, it stays across the scrutiny. Because this is a really, really important issue, mate, and just think, it's not other issues on, but it's a very comfortable to adopt them, there's an awful lot going on, and it'd be nice to see exactly what the government is putting in and helping us with, but also what we're getting out of it, just for our information. Does that make sense? I've got a look at Simon, if I can ask you to speak soon.
I'm also outside the process of the supportive colleague. I think it really helps to get an update to see where we go, because as you say, it's an important issue. I think what I want to find is in what we do, we haven't developed locally due to various reasons, is looking at emotional wellbeing strategy for young people. Actually, thinking about this is a really bad investment, actually having to broaden that out even further. I know we've got an actual colleagues being together, it's something we want to think about. And actually, what outcomes we want to deliver rather than just the money. And I think we just always need to think about where are we trying to get to with these investments rather than, yes, we put a new service in place and that's really positive. What's the change that's happened for young people, for families, or whatever. So I think I'm sure I can talk to Catherine and go through about how we do that.
Would you mind just thinking in on that?
We do. Can we talk?
Yeah, that would be really good.
Before I speak, I didn't declare at the beginning that I'm actually interested in government by user trust, so there's a need to
We'll note that.
Thank you for the report, and it's very good. I think it's important, I'm sure that you got a copy, that the actual Isle of Wight user trust do an annual census. which actually was launched just before Christmas by Lord Gray. Lord Gray is the patron of the RRA Trust, and he's actually going to the House of Lords with Bob Staley to talk about some of the issues on the island and mental health. The key, this is so important because 80% of adults in mental health services were identified as children. So this is the tap, and we to do anything with mental health, we've got to get them young, and we've got to get them in that early. And it's really disturbing that that census said, and they had 4,500 responses, which is quite incredible for a census, and over 40% of young people that completed that survey said they thought about taking their lives. That is frightening, right? That young people are actually that. So I'm sure you're integrating that report, but that only came out in December, and I think it's important. The other particular thing that report said, the importance of things like physical activity and activities that were extremely important, and that art is clear evidence that young people involved in art or sport, right, actually have better improved emotional well-being than others. And I think that's extremely important. That we know, for instance, the ice cream, the sadness of that is actually that had a huge effect on emotional young people that go to that facility. That's been a huge loss to mine. And the question I'm particularly concerned about, and highlight, shout this from the report, is a 0 to 25. Because the moment our services fall off at 18, right? And then an 18-year-old is suddenly in adult services. Right along the country, you've now got 0 to 25, because young people up to 25 need a consistent service. They don't fit into adult services at all. You know, in the past, it's not happened so much, but in 7 acres, you'd have an 18-year-old sitting having a cup of tea with a 57-year-old man. I mean, that's totally unacceptable. How are we going to get with the mainland on this transition of 0 to 25? This is crucial. We are in the arc ages concerning this issue.
Sorry to be passionate about.
I just want to understand. I mean, I understand John there, the 0 to 25, as I understand, really for education. But
in health across the country, Catherine will explain.
Thank you. And you're absolutely right. There are plans and aspirations to develop 0 to 25 pathways. In Hampshire, we don't have a 0 to 25 mental health pathway, but we're really looking at exploring whether it's a long-term plan. We work very, very closely with our CCG and our mental health colleagues. And anywhere that we think it would be sensible to develop a 0 to 25 or very much an all-age pathway, we'll absolutely be looking to that, because the points you've raised are completely right. Just a couple of others, if you wouldn't mind, just in relation to the census with the Youth Trust. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant work they're doing. We were really, really lucky to put some very early initial general feedback from the census into the LTP. As well as that, we've got the Mental Health Support Source bid, which has just come from NHS England. IPOINT will be writing a bid in collaboration with the Youth Trust, IPOINT Hams and the Bernardos. So the Youth Trust are very, very strongly present in the work that we're doing, because we know their relationship with schools, and then the health schools charter is so fantastic. We also work very closely with the task force, so again, people that do a lot of engagement with the Youth Trust. So thank you for bringing that up, because we think it's very key to what we're talking about.
Can I have a very quick supplementary?
Yes, I'm on the time.
Just the pathways you mentioned. The young people go up and down, and there's been some very tragic cases last year where clearly young people, you know, had they sadly taken their lives, there hasn't been a smooth enough link down that pathway. I know you're working on this and I know this is the side, but if we can in the next 12 months get that pathway better, that would be incredible.
Okay, thank you for your comments, Mark. Any other views?
She's a very good comment, actually. And firstly, Catherine Edler, the work she's done on the autism service and the other ways has gone incredibly well. Thank you for that. But Catherine has also now got a different role in their new grand titles versus explaining what your new role is now involved in. So, congratulations on getting it.
So I'm dedicated to the other life form and children and mental health primarily, but I'm also the Deputy Designated Medical Officer for Special Educational Needs for Children and People.
You noticed it, I'm not sure
you got it. We can't say it, but we can go to that if I have a bit.
Okay, thank you very much for the comprehensive picture, and we'll just clear up that for the stats and users from the outside of the meeting. I'm happy to note the report.
Yeah, thank you.
Final item on the agenda is